KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 3/100 of an inch of rainfall early this morning, and we look for the scattered showers and thunderstorms that are in western Iowa to be moving on to the central and eastern parts of the state, and skies will be partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials with Southwestern Community College in Creston say that classes will resume there today, 4 days after an EF2 tornado damaged the campus and other parts of town. Terry Higgins, Director of Marketing and Enrollment Management, told the Des Moines Register that the main road leading to the school had been closed and the school had been without power. Most of that road was reopened Tuesday afternoon and power had been restored by Tuesday morning. Higgins said that all classes will be held, but some locations have been moved because of the damage. 3 of the 4 dormitories on campus sustained damage during the storm, forcing 165 students to find accommodations elsewhere, such as at a local motel, while others were staying with residents who volunteered to open up their homes. Damage to the college's facilities were estimated to be in the millions of dollars, according to Higgins. Creston's fire chief Todd Jackson told the Register all streets in the community would be reopened by this morning. And again, power was restored to most of the town yesterday afternoon. The Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston, which lost its roof in the storm and sustained other structural damage, is still only able to treat minor injuries, but officials hope to expand coverage by a little later in the week. No deaths or life-threatening injuries were reported from the tornado, which was one of 5 in Iowa on Saturday, along with strong winds and thunderstorms in many other parts of the state. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
Students in the Griswold High School witnessed the effects drinking and driving can have on young lives Tuesday afternoon. The school driveway was the scene of a fatal traffic accident involving 5 of their classmates. As the student body gathered on bleachers and 2 buses that were blocking the view of the scene of the crash pulled away, the teens witnessed the aftermath of the crash, which was actually staged as part of a program entitled Every 15 Minutes, aptly named because on average every 15 minutes, someone in the country dies in an alcohol-related collision. Tuesday's program began with a 911 call to Cass County Communications.
Cass County 911, what is the location of your emergency?
Highway 48 and Lewis Road.
Okay, what's the problem? Tell me exactly what happened.
We have a car accident.
Is anyone pinned in the vehicle?
No, no one is pinned.
Okay, was anyone thrown from the vehicle?
Yes, at least one person was ejected. There's blood all over, lots of blood.
When Griswold Rescue arrived on the scene, they found the driver of the pickup, 17-year-old Jordan Sint of Griswold, laying dead on the hood of the pickup after having been ejected through the windshield. 3 teens were in a crumpled car, and in the scenario, LifeNet helicopter was called in and lands next to the crash site. The chopper transported one of the victims, 17-year-old Alec Capps, to a trauma center where he later dies. 2 other passengers in the car, driven by 18-year-old Garrett Mulbauer of Lewis, were injured and transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital, and they included 18-year-old Melanie Palmer and 16-year-old Austin Lorenz. A state trooper administered a field sobriety test to Mulbauer, who tested .09 for alcohol consumption and was arrested and taken to jail. Mulbauer was charged with 2 counts of motor vehicle homicide and cited for open container. Judy Nelson, a registered nurse at the Cass County Memorial Hospital's emergency room, helped to facilitate yesterday's exercise. She said she became involved in the Every 15 Minutes program by happenstance.
The former supervisor had just asked me if I would be willing to do a program at the high school drinking, and I thought it was just, you know, go up there and talk to them for a day or so, you know, in a half an hour or something. And then found out later it was a registration for this class for Every 15 Minutes for the national organization. So I went to Des Moines for the training session, and I come out of there very impressed, very excited, and eager to do this program. I was very impressed with the history of it and what it had to offer.
In the two-day program, one student is removed from the classroom every 15 minutes, and that person becomes one of the living dead. They're returned to the classroom with a ghostly white painted face and are told not to respond to or talk with anyone for the remainder of the day. And their parents receive a phone call from law enforcement informing them of their child's death. Other activities, aside from viewing the results of the collision, include a mock trial for the accused drunk driver, an overnight retreat for students, and a separate retreat for parents. The second day culminates with a mock funeral and or memorial service for the entire student body. Now, when asked whether the students would actually learn something from the experience they had yesterday, Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said the serious message about the consequences of impaired driving will make them think before they get behind the wheel or ride with an impaired driver.
I think it was a very powerful statement, real. A lot of work went into it, and you could tell by the kids' reactions that they took it very seriously.
The program was also featured last spring in Atlantic, and Judy Nelson said she hopes to have all of the school districts in the county experience it for themselves. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, 48-year-old Chris Southman of Cumberland died Saturday. Funeral services for Chris Southman will be today at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Mark Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died April 5th. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be today at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Gill, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Harry Gill will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Slayton, age 83, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Betty Slayton will be today at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Frida Hemmingson, age 90, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Frida Hemmingson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Drake Thomas B. Shorner of Atlantic, the son of Katie Jo B. Shorner of Atlantic and Casey Ellerbeck of Omaha, was born and passed away on April the 12th in Omaha. A memorial service for Drake B. Shorner will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Esther Thompson, age 93, of Panora, died Friday. Funeral services for Esther Thompson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Sandra Duty, age 70, of Cumberland, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Sandra Duty will be held from 6 until 8 p.m. Thursday at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Quinn Allen Martin, the one-month-old son of Joshua and Brandy Shoup Martin, passed away Sunday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Quinn Martin will be Thursday at 7 p.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92, of Harlan, died February 20th. Burial and graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nina Mickelson, age 98, of Orient, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Nina Mickelson will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be held this coming Friday at 6:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Louis Lauritsen, age 88, of Farmington, Minnesota, and formerly of Audubon, died December 19th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Louis Lauritsen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Betty Elizabeth Bruck, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Elizabeth Bruck will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Byron Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died April 13th. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Rolf Stierley, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Rolf Stierley are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.